Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to video games, sometimes we have a lot of questions, but you know what? Today, I've got some of the answers. You might not like all of them, though, but we'll deal with that as they come up. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game questions you didn't realize had been answered. Number 10. What are Mario and Luigi's surnames? Mario. Perhaps the single most passionately discussed aspect of Mario's character is his surname. Though the series' title Super Mario Bros. Might seem to suggest that Mario and Luigi share the last name Mario, in 1989 Nintendo confirmed that Mario's name was not in fact Mario Mario, but a more mainstream lens was shone on the issue in the pretty awful 1993 live-action movie Super Mario Bros., where Mario, played by Bob Hoskins, and Luigi announced their surnames to be Mario. From that point, numerous official Primer strategy guys adopted the namesake, and in 2012, Mario voice actor Charles Martinet also referred to the character as Mario Mario. It wasn't long before late Nintendo CEO Satoru Iwata reiterated that, in fact, Mario had no last name, which was confirmed by Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto. By this point, the back and forth had been exhausting enough that most fans assumed there was no clear-cut final decision on the matter. But in 2015, Miyamoto finally put the matter to rest at the Super Mario Bros. 30th Anniversary Festival, where he asserted once and for all that Mario's full name was indeed Mario Mario. Right, can we stick to one answer now, please? Number 9. Who were the fighters in the opening titles? Street Fighter 2. You won't find many opening title screens more iconic than that of Street Fighter 2, which memorably features two unnamed fighters sparring on the street, one sparking the other out before the game's title flashes up. If the fleeting moment hadn't been much lingered upon by most players, then there are still those who wondered for literally decades, who the hell are these guys? Considering the two men aren't part of the game's roster, it was reasonable to assume that they were simply nameless, generic character models quickly rustled up by the game's artists, possibly as proof of concept before the finer gameplay details were hashed out. But the question of their identity was categorically solved back in 2016, where fans discovered Japanese Capcom webpages which referred to them as Max on the left and Scott on the right. The translated information on the page doesn't shed more light on the pair, beyond Scott disliking Caterpillar for some reason, and Max disliking Sober Thing, apparently. But at least fans finally got to put official names to the combatants' faces. Number 8. How is Captain Price still alive? Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Captain Price is undeniably one of the most recognizable figures in the Call of Duty franchise. He first showed up in the original 2003 game, which is set during World War II, and ends up dying mid-game when helping the player infiltrate a disabled Nazi battleship. Price then returns for the sequel in levels set prior to his death, though seems to defy both time and mortality altogether by returning again for the groundbreaking fourth game, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Many players were confused that Price, now named John Price, would be in a game at all, given both his death and the fact that Modern Warfare takes place in 2011, almost 70 years after he supposedly died. Even if he were still alive, he'd be so old. But the truth eventually emerged during a 2011 interview with a character designer for Infinity Ward, who stated that the new Captain Price was actually the grandson of the original Price and not an attempt to rewrite history of the original character. Number 7. Is Sans or Papyrus the older brother? Undertale. Two of Undertale's most beloved characters are skeletal siblings Sans and Papyrus, who together guard the Snowdon Forest. Their popularity has caused many fans to ponder the exact nature of their fraternal relationship, namely, which one is the older brother and which is younger. Though fans still debate this today, the answer was actually confirmed in a now-deleted 2015 tweet from Undertale creator Toby Fox. He said that Papyrus would use the term Aniki in the game's planned Japanese translation, which is a term typically used towards older brothers. This was clarified beyond a doubt in 2017 when Undertale finally received an official Japanese translation, where Papyrus calls Sans Ni-chan, which is an immature means of referring to one's older brother. So Sans is the older brother then. Glad that's settled. Number 6. Is Bigfoot actually in the game? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. There aren't many video game mysteries more enduring than the belief that Bigfoot may indeed be roaming around the forests within Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Almost immediately upon the game's 2004 launch, rumors began spreading online that it was indeed possible to catch Bigfoot, with mischievous fans even faking screenshots and, once the game hit PCs, generating mods to trick inquisitive fellow players. Though the series has moved on, some players haven't, because there are those who still remain convinced that Bigfoot is still hidden within the game. And while it seems that the Bigfoot enigma is destined to be one of gaming's great unanswered questions, it's important to remember that the then Rockstar CEO Terry Donovan actually confirmed many years ago that there is no Bigfoot, just like in real life. Oh, okay then. Cheers for smashing my dreams. Number 5. Did Zero kill the original Mega Man cast? Mega Man X. The Mega Man X spin-off series began in 1993, set 100 years in the future while following a new iteration of Mega Man known as X and his partner Zero. Before long, fans began to speculate about what happened to the Mega Man from the original series, and so the popular fan theory was born that Zero went crazy after being activated and straight up murdered the original Mega Man, along with all of the supporting characters before the events of this game. The fact that this theory is so tantalizing and convincing has allowed it to stick around for many years, no matter the fact that Mega Man creator Keiji Inafune has flatly rejected this notion outright. In a years-old interview, Inafune declared that it wasn't in Zero's character to kill anything in that way, even if he frustratingly refused to elaborate on what actually happened to the original Mega Man crew. Number 4. Is Shepard reunited with their love interest after the Destroy ending? Mass Effect 3. Mass Effect 3's highly controversial series of endings left fans pretty frustrated, to say the least, and even the addition of a more fleshed-out Director's Cut DLC couldn't compensate for the fact that this trilogy-capping epic concluded with a bit of a whimper. Of the many, many questions fans were left with at the end of the game, one stuck out for those players who selected the Destroy ending while having a high enough EMS, or Effective Military Strength, rating. This would end the game with Shepard destroying the Reapers and all synthetic life, seemingly sacrificing themselves in the process. However, the closing cutscene does in fact hint at Shepard's survival, with a glimpse of Shepard breathing amidst some rubble and the player's love interest throughout the game hesitating to place their name on a commemorative wall in mourning. This raised one question amongst heartbroken fans. Did Shepard's lover, whoever they were, ever get back to them? Well, in 2017, Mass Effect 3 writer Mac Walters offhandedly confirmed on Twitter that Shepard was indeed reunited with their love interest, but didn't care to expand any further. Number 3. What is the entity? Chrono Trigger. In the 25-plus years since the release of Chrono Trigger, Western players have fixated on the mystery of the Entity, the mysterious being which created the time gates featured throughout the game and is effectively manipulating the game's events. Fans have speculated that the Entity could be God, or, in a rather meta twist, even the player themselves, who the characters appear to kind of be semi-conscious of. But in a recent interview, one of the game's writers, Masato Kato, confirmed that the Entity is intended to refer to Mother Earth, who has effectively been willing the heroes to destroy the villainous Lavos and end its parasitic hold over the planet. This was more or less spelled out in the Japanese version of follow-up Chrono Cross, but the English localization lacked that same specificity, ensuring what was pretty clearly laid out for Japanese players becoming more of a debate over here in the West. Number 2. Is the medic a Nazi? Team Fortress 2. Ever since the release of Team Fortress 2, there has been rabid speculation on the precise nature of the support character simply known as the Medic. Because the Medic is a German doctor with little regard for medical ethics and also a middle-aged man living in the 1960s, some have suggested that he could very well be a not-so-subtle Nazi. This sentiment is exacerbated by other aspects of his characterization. For one, the Medic will periodically quip, "I am the Übermensch," referring to a philosophical concept coined by Friedrich Nietzsche, which was ultimately co-opted by Hitler and the Nazis to refer to the superior Aryan race. Collectively, these traits have caused players to consider if the medic is a Nazi or at least Nazi-adjacent. During a tour of their offices, Valve reportedly confirmed to a fan back in 2009 that the medic is not and never has been a Nazi. While the world is a hugely different place today than it was in 2007 when Team Fortress 2 came out, it's not hugely surprising that Valve didn't want to cop putting a playable Nazi in their game. Evidently, the simplest answer was also the right one. And number one, is Toad's mushroom cap a hat or his head? Mario. One of the most passionately argued debates in all of gaming lore revolves around Mario's adorable sidekick, Toad, and namely the cute mushroom cap that he wears atop his head. Some believe that the cap to be a hat, while others believe that it's actually part of his head. The 1989 animated TV series, The Super Mario Bros. Super Show, whilst not being canon, first planted the seeds for many fans that Toad's cap was in fact a fashion item rather than, you know, part of his body, as he was occasionally seen removing it. Many a fan have gotten themselves into intense war of words on social media about the true biology of Toad. And though there are still those that get blue in the face about it today, back in 2018, Super Mario Odyssey producer Yoshiaki Koizumi settled the matter for good. His 2018 Q&A video confirmed that yes, Toad's cap is his head. But despite this creator laying down canon, fans are still huffing and puffing about the supposed truth to this day. You can't please some people, can you?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.